Honestly, if you know the story of Motley Crue, Mick Mars was the only one who actually knew how to play guitar. Everyone else kind of learned their instruments along the way because they thought it would be cool to be in a band. It's true. Mick Mars, very good guitarist. And in the song Kickstart My Heart, he is the one who came up with the riff. He came up with that great talk box stuff. But if you don't know by now, Nikki Sixx wrote that song because he overdosed and died for 2 minutes. And then, kind of like Pulp Fiction, got a shot of adrenaline in the heart and boom, he was back. Here's Mick Mars on the guitar part.
When I was first playing it, it didn't have any of the licks in, and I started putting a bunch of licks in it and stuff. Then I decided I don't want to do a normal solo in this. So I did it with the talk box, and at the end, I just started playing all this stuff, all these solo things over the end of the song with the talk box. And I remember Bob Rock going like, Jesus, Mars.
Jesus, Mars. This was a bad anniversary. 50 years ago today, the National Guard were called in to disperse the crowd protesting the Vietnam War at Kent State University in Kent, Ohio. They weren't peaceful. They kind of got out of control. The soldiers, who were no older than the students, panicked, didn't know what to do, and they opened fire. They killed 4 students, and they wounded 9. You saw that picture of the woman kneeling down, crying over the person on the ground. Well, it affected Crosby, Stills, and Nash. As you know, they wrote the song Ohio. That was Neil Young who did it. Here's Graham Nash.
I was in Los Angeles with Stephen, and Crosby and Neil were up at my house in Pescadero in Northern California. Crosby calls ranting and raving and that he'd seen Neil react to the news and walk off into the woods and come back an hour later with a song called Ohio. So Davey calls me and Stephen. He says, get the studio set up, get the band set up, we're coming down today.
Here's David Crosby.
He looked at that picture, the one that blew us all away, of the girl kneeling over the guy on the ground, and was understandably moved, the same as all of us were. That wasn't right. And he wrote the song.
I meant Stephen Stills.
Let's get to the studio now, try to heal some wounds and make sure they don't manage to sweep this under the carpet.
And here's Neil Young.
I think it could happen again. Hopefully it won't. I wouldn't say that it was learned. Lessons have to be learned over and over again with each generation.